Hello, I'm Gail Swift, and today I'm reading from the Growing Intentional Family's blog titled, Facing the Storms of Family Life, posted on October 5th, 2022. Did you realize that adoptive parenting and hurricane preparedness have a lot in common? Think along the lines of hope for the best, yet prepare for the worst. Let me explain how this metaphor came to mind. I live on the east coast of Florida and was able to escape the recent cataclysmic devastation that Hurricane Ian wrought on the west coast. We made limited preparations before the storm came, even though there was only the slightest chance it might head our way. The unpredictability of hurricanes means they can take a sharp veer from their anticipated course. It would be naive and foolish not to make some preparations, just in case. It is equally important that we, as adoptive parents, prepare for the storms and challenges of adoptive family life. We must understand adoption complexity, adoption grief, adoption attunement, and the seven core issues of adoption. This helps prevent our making unintentional errors in our parenting strategies. For example, as high AQ parents, we choose time in instead of time out. This helps avoid re-triggering our children's fear of abandonment and rejection. We also select our language with intention, and we totally avoid toxic phrases that cut so deeply they would permanently scar our children. Consider the awareness of language boundaries as similar to the caution parents of a diabetic child must maintain. These parents are vigilant about the sugars they feed their child because they know their child's physical health depends on it. Toxic language can be as dangerous to an adopted child as sugar is to a diabetic. Maintaining healthy language awareness is also a way of protecting adopted kids. Certain trigger words and phrases are as unhealthy for them as excess sugar is for a diabetic child. Regardless of how upset or distressed that we feel, some things must never be spoken by us. What might these words and phrases be? Here are a few examples. Keep in mind, they're cringeworthy. Never say, I wish we'd never adopted you. Or, if Dad and I had our own children, they'd never be like you. Or, adopting you was a big mistake. Or, you should be grateful we adopted you. Or, maybe I'm not your real mom or dad, but you're not my real kid either. You're so small, or you're such a Amazon, or fill in the blank with a phrase that belittles your child's being, or you're a loser, just like your birth mother or birth father, or any other negative quality that you want to attribute to the behavior of a birth parent. I think you can hear how horribly painful it would be have such cruel words spoken to oneself, especially if you're a child. Even if a child finds themselves able to forgive these cutting words, they will never be able to forget them. Words like these leave permanent scars. They play on a repeating loop on our child's inner soundtrack. One of the most painful things for them is knowing that at some level, their parents thought and felt those cruel feelings. Even worse, their mom or dad felt those feelings strongly enough to speak them aloud. This likely causes shame within the parent as well. Sometimes parents worsen the situation and allow their shame to morph into anger, which then causes them to try to blame the child for causing the parent to lose control. This only worsens the relationship break because it is inaccurate and lacks the parent's honest accountability. It's not the child's fault the parent lost their temper. It's the loss of self-control. So as high AQ parents, we strive to parent well with the same intensity and care with which we love. We model healthy boundaries. We understand the need for and benefit of quickly repairing relationship breaks between ourselves and our children. By doing this, we teach them how loving, respectful relationships work. This provides our kids with a template to follow. It may take them a while to master the template or to remember to use it, so we need to be patient. After all, we are human and are works in progress who make many mistakes, lose our cool, and fall short of our best intentions. We need to offer the same grace to our kids. Even if our kids would prefer for us to be perfect, we can't be. Perfect parents don't exist. However, we can be great examples of how a person can be accountable, respectful, and committed to building strong, loving relationships. By doing this, we teach our kids how to be that kind of person. This also teaches them how to recognize friends and partners who will treat them well. Preparing to be an adoptive parent is like storm preparation in another way. We can't think that challenging parent-child issues won't head our way. We can't think, not my kids, or it'll never happen to us. We're good people. It can. In fact, it almost certainly will. Perhaps it will be the equivalent of a Category 1 storm. Or perhaps it will be more like a Category 5. Regardless, it is certainly better to be prepared than to be blindsided by the biggest challenge to ever befall a family. The devastation is certain to be worse if no preparations have been made. So, as you face the storms of family life, practice the elements of adoption attunement. Love and enjoy your kids. Take comfort in knowing that you have fully prepared. You have, right? That you can weather any storm when they come, as long as you have prepared. You do not need to face these challenges alone either. The coaches of Growing Intentional Families Together are here to provide you with help, resources, insights, and strategies. Take advantage of our decades of lived expertise. For parents with teens, you might find Katie Naftziger's book, Parenting in the Eye of the Storm, useful. She is both an adoptee and a therapist and has many great ideas and insights to share. So until next month, goodbye.